Welcome to the TLC, the Life Coach Podcast with Matt Halloran. Every week, one of the world's top life coaches, Matt Halloran, will share his wisdom through stories and ideas to help you live the best life possible. Success is only a podcast away. Now, please welcome your host, Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to episode number 25 with the Life Coach Podcast. My name is Matt Halloran. Today we're going to talk about one very simple three-letter word that inspires, confuses, scares, but answers so much about life. And that word is why. The word has been made famous recently by Simon Sinek when he created the book and the talks about Start With Why. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. And if you haven't heard or watched his TED Talk or read his book, I highly recommend that you do. It's a wonderful read, very well written. He's an amazing speaker because he truly understands his why. But that's your personal why. I am asking why in a little different context. I'm asking why when somebody asks you why, not you asking yourself why. Like, what is your why? I want you to start thinking about when somebody challenges you and says, why, maybe why did you do that? Why did you say that? Anything that starts with why, it has a visceral response. Visceral means like you feel it in your gut, in your body, in your bones, in your soul. Should we go through life without forcing people or putting people in the situation of needing to ask us why? I don't know. I love it when somebody asks me why. Usually when it's in a positive sort of context, right? When somebody you love says, why did you do that? You know, it's really difficult to get past that, right? It's a very difficult thing to not have that visceral feeling, that feeling of being challenged. But if you are having that visceral feeling, that feeling like you're being challenged, it is an absolutely amazing opportunity for you to take a step back and do self-analysis. We have talked about this since this is episode 25. You know, we've talked about this a lot on a lot of these podcasts, and I'm not the only life coach podcaster out there, and I'm definitely not the only life coach podcaster out there who's talking about this, but you have to take a look at yourself. If somebody who you love is seriously questioning your motivation for a behavior, shouldn't you question it too? When you see something on television or you hear a news article or your crazy Uncle Jim posts something on Facebook that makes you say why, it doesn't end there. And that's part of the problem today. Instead of beginning a dialogue on things that confuse, confront, you know, make us really think twice about what we're doing, we run, we stop, we hide, we unfriend. When you have somebody in your life who has the gumption, who has the just raw will to confront a behavior, a statement, a belief that you have, you should respect them. You should embrace that challenge. You should open your ears and close your mouth and hear the other side of what's going on. I have one of my best friends' father. I follow him on Facebook. And I'm not a young gentleman, so neither is not only just my friend, but his dad is getting up there in age. And he posts some stuff that is just, it's astronomically insane. I love him dearly, and I ask him why. I ask him not publicly because I don't want to embarrass, but I ask him why he posts things. And even when I don't fully ask him why, instead of doing what most of you do, which is to turn it off, turn it down, scroll past it, is I pause and I read it. a lot of times I'll get three quarters of the way through the article, or I'll get through listening to something. He posts a lot of videos. I'll watch the videos. And there's bias there, and we know that. But there's merit. You have to give somebody the ability to express their feelings and their thoughts and what their why is behind their behavior, thoughts, or ideas. Why is a beautiful question. Ask a teenager why they do something. Their general answer is they don't know. But if you shut up and just listen and give them the space to make an analysis, because most of them aren't analyzing their behavior as much as we do with all of our baggage as adults, sometimes they come up with amazing things. And in fact, we did a podcast right at the beginning of the series called Listening is the New Sexy. And if you haven't listened to it, I highly recommend that you go back, because I talk about the importance of being quiet and shutting up and listening. And why is another sort of trigger for that. But it's also a trigger for you to make a list mentally, sometimes even writing it down, typing it out, of when people frequently ask you why about something that you do. So let's take smoking for an example. Ask a smoker why they smoke. Addicted is not one of the first words that come out. I love it. It relaxes me. It's the only thing I do for myself. So you get them talking about it. You ask them the why question. And try to not ask them why, like you're about to come out of your skin and become a raging, blood-sucking vampire who's going to feast on their neck. What you should do is ask them why in a caring, nurturing way. And when they're done with the answer, if you go back and listen to the Listening is the New Sexy podcast, you're supposed to wait 5 seconds to see what happens next. And I've done this with friends of mine who smoke specifically, and it gets them to continue to dive deeper and deeper, or as Fritz Perl said, peeling back the onion until you get to that wonderful center. And if you allow somebody to get to the center on their own with that why question, you can change behavior, or at least enlighten them to the foundations of their behavior, which in turn means you can do the same thing for yourself. Start with Why with Simon Sinek. Really talks about motivation behind marketing. I mean, if you really break it down, he's a business guy. He's talking about how do you communicate your unique value proposition, or who you are, what you do, how you do it, how you're different, and why do I care? And if we start from a different angle, which is the why instead of the end result, things really change. And he's really changed the way that people communicate and market, especially products and services. But if you're going to start with why, if you wake up every single solitary morning and you say to yourself, I am going to be this way today, and here's why. I am going to be successful today, and here's why. I'm going to find one person to smile at, or to open the door for, or to be kind to. We did that mini series on how to be an angel here on earth. When you're working in La La Land and you're working on trying to become that angel here on earth, you should be starting with why, because your why is to be an angel on this earth. Your why isn't the behavior that leads you to you being an angel here on earth. I try to do that personally. I don't think it would be fair or really with any sort of integrity if I did these podcasts and I wasn't a person who tried to do these things for myself or for my clients. And I woke up this morning and I had a team retreat with one of the businesses that I'm running. And my why today, so my foundation today was going to be the best boss I could possibly be, to be supportive, help with innovation, help with creativity, and empower my team to take more ownership in their jobs, which they already do a really good job with. But my why was not motivated by profit. My why wasn't motivated by being manipulative to get my employees to work harder for less money. It was because I believe that if I can do that, my why is I want to be that boss I never had. That was my why today. And man, when I got on that call today, it's a Skype call all over North America and actually even into the Philippines. I came to that call with a different energy because I asked myself, why? Why am I doing this? What is my motivation? If you see actors or actresses who are out there and the director says, I want you to say the line this way, and the actor or actress looks at the director and says, well, what is my motivation? That's your why. What is your motivation for what you do? When you're lighting up that cigarette, why are you doing that? What is your motivation? When you're doing something positive, what is your motivation? Is it to be a good and faithful servant to your God or spiritual being? Is it to enlighten somebody else's day? Figure out what that core is, because when somebody turns to you and says, why did you do that? You're going to have a good answer. They're going to look at you differently because they're going to look at that as not a whimsical misjudgment or a whimsical issue. They're going to say, wow, they thought about that beforehand, because very few of us think before we act. And if you pause and ask yourself why, that changes the whole game. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast yet, please do. All you have to do is click the subscribe button below. And if you haven't liked the podcast, if you haven't found me on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter, please do. All of that stuff is on the page that you're on right now. And finally, if you wouldn't mind, if you could provide me with a review, good, bad, or indifferent, I'd appreciate it. Because a lot of times I'm just kind of sitting here with a microphone, looking at a screen, thinking to myself, I really hope people are digging this. I hope I'm doing a good job. I hope I'm giving you guidance to help you just live a better life. Because remember, this is our only go, people, in this body, at this time, on this day, in this revolution around the sun. And I hope that you're going to make the best of it. I'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
Thank you for taking the time out of your busy life to listen to our podcast. Remember, a single change, no matter how big or small, can start you on your path to live your best life possible. You deserve it. We will see you on the other side of the mic soon. Have a wonderful day.